Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, glad you're listening again, folks. I'm Dr. Rob Zammit, and this is the Doggy Pod.
Yes, we're both glad you're listening. I'm Dr. Rob Zammit's producer. And yeah, thanks very much. Today, later in today's episode, or tonight's episode, depending when you're listening to it, we have a name. We have a name for the Doggy Pod puppy. It's been decided, but you'll have to wait. That'll be later on. We're going to talk about a couple of things. But one of them is, what are there drugs that are safe to, human drugs that are safe to give your dog? You know, like headache tablets and things like that. Dr. Rob will tell us all about that.
And also chocolate. Now, some people believe that chocolate should be a food group all on its own. Yummy. I mean, it's very tasty and we love it. Most people do love chocolate. And so do our dogs.
However, we know how bad it is, don't we?
Yeah, and you know, people try and say, I don't want to eat it all. So they leave it lying around and bad things happen if your dogs get to it. How do you know? Let's talk about that a bit later.
Yeah, what are the telltale signs that your dog may have had a bit of a chocolate nibble? And our breed of the week we're going to talk about is the Newfoundland.
That's beautiful.
A big dog. Beautiful. But, now, I normally say what happened in the clinic this week, but I know you had something quite different in the clinic this week that didn't involve a dog, didn't involve a cat, didn't involve an animal with four legs at all.
Two legs and two wings.
Yeah, so, you know, you being a vet, you need to... know all about all sorts of animals.
Yeah, well, we do, actually. You're very right. And this one was hit by a car, unfortunately.
What was that?
So it was a long-beaked Corella, and the people kindly went out straight away. They stopped the car, had a look, and the animal was in trouble on the ground, couldn't fly.
So it wasn't a pet?
No, it was a wild bird.
Right.
So they smartly had a towel on the back. They threw that over the bird, which is good because it calms them down. It's dark and it's a lot better. Wrapped it in the towel and brought it in. We virtually did just that. We treated it for shock first. You know, put some a little needle into its bone marrow to get fluids in. And the bird came around. Keep it warm. Warmth is king for animals and especially birds. You know, if they're in shock, just keep them quiet, keep them warm, and keep it dark for them. So we did that, and he was, or she, I'm not even sure, was awake pretty quick, and then we x-rayed her. And we found a broken wing. One of the bones in the wing is broken.
Right.
And in fact, it's the bone called, same as our bone, our forearm, the one that leaves our shoulders, called the humerus. The humerus is right there. The birds have a humerus as well. That was broken. So we've stuck some pins in it.
What? So you operated on a wild bird?
Yeah, we give it gas. We gas them. I prefer that. It's safe. Just oxygen and an anaesthetic gas with a little mask on. And then we pluck some of the feathers out of the way, literally, and try and sterilise the area. And then cut over the skin, got down to the bone, put some pins in and sewed it all up and on antibiotics now, and hopefully will mend well. We do I'd go a bit further. The wings then are literally, you know, we wrap them up, the two wings together behind the animal, sort of at the back near the tail.
Mm-hmm.
It gets wrapped onto the body. So it doesn't move too much.
Right, because it wants to fly properly.
Oh, absolutely. They'll try and get away, and that's natural, but I just don't want it to move that bone at all because we need the bone to knit. Very important for the bone to knit, and once it does, we'll see whether she can be rehabilitated back in the wild. If not, she'll go to a wildlife sanctuary. She'll go to Zambi Wildlife Sanctuary.
Oh, yeah, you do a lot of work out there, yes.
And she'll stay in... You know, he or she will live a happy life in a very big aviary where she'll have plenty of room to do whatever she can do. Whether she'll be able to really fly much at all, I just don't know yet. But she's happy. She's eating a lot. Well, he's eating. I keep saying she, he.
That's a very good outcome for a bird that was hit by a car.
Yeah, very, very good outcome. Yeah. We may send it, if we have to keep the animal, I guess we should send the feather away for DNA analysis. Find out if it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah. It was very nice of those people to bring it in.
Lovely.
A lot of kind people
out there. A lot of kind people. Yeah. Or be horrible way for it to die, just down on the side of the road, not able to fly, and just awaiting an awful, awful outcome for it.
Mm. Well done, Rob.
Yeah, happy to do it.
So we've talked in the past about how your dog can actually get headaches and, you know, those similar ailments that we have as humans. And I know I've wondered, is it, you know, can you give your dog, if it's looking a bit poorly, can you give your dog, you know, a half a Panadol headache tablet? Or, you know, if it looks like it's got an upset tummy, can you give it any sort of gastro drugs or any human drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give those to dogs just in smaller
doses? Yeah, it's very important to know which ones you can give and which ones you can't.
So some you can.
If you don't know, don't give it.
Yes.
That's the bottom line, because some of them can be very toxic, and cause ulcerations of the intestinal tract and bleeding internally.
Because they're too powerful.
Too powerful. Or if you don't know the dose and you give too much, then you can do the same thing. For some reason... in this country, we didn't like the idea of paracetamol for dogs for a long, long time. And yet, paracetamol has been used extensively in other countries. I know in some of the specialists in America use it quite frequently, post-operatively, after a big bone surgery, big orthopedic surgery. They like to control pain with paracetamol. Aspirin, too, is very useful. Now, both of those, before you use them, the one thing you do need to know is the weight of your dog. And you've got to be able to calculate the dose. A safe dose for both paracetamol and for aspirin in dogs is 10 milligrams per kilo. There's actually big variations. For example, in aspirin, Merrick's handbook on drugs quotes 5 to 40 milligrams per kilogram, and I don't find that 40 a safe recommendation. Mm. And there's a little bit of variation as well for paracetamol, 10 to 15. So 10 is the magic number for me.
So if you thought your dog was in pain for whatever reason, you know, hurt itself, that would be
Molly.
Okay to do.
Molly's a 10-kilo dog, so she needs 100 milligrams of either one. And don't double up. Don't do, you know, a lot of people these days will use Nurofen and paracetamol themselves or aspirin and paracetamol. Don't do that with animals because you will end up with hemorrhage in the intestinal tract possibly, and that can really kill them. Nurofen I don't use. I find that haven't found a safe margin on that written anywhere at this stage. So I tend not to use isobutyrophen in dogs.
Okay.
But Panadol and
so aspirin's
paracetamol,
all right.
Aspirin, they're fine. Anti-inflammatories, people see the dog limping. You can use aspirin or paracetamol, or if you have a drug that's called meloxicam, but it's a much less dose in dogs than it is in humans. So you really want to be careful with drugs like meloxicam. Some of the other drugs you wouldn't use, some of the other anti-inflammatories that we use in humans, would never use in dogs.
Right.
And as I say, if you're not sure, Don't do it. As far as gastrointestinal drugs, so if a dog's got diarrhea and you can't get to a vet, yeah, there's nothing wrong with... one of the things that we do use very often is probiotics, and there's one called Procolon, which is like, it has kaolin, good old-fashioned kaomagma, to bind them up a little bit with some probiotics. So they're useful. And when I've had people out in the country and they ring up and they can't get to a vet, my dog's got terrible diarrhea, I'll tell them to go to the chemist and get some of the antidiarrheal mixtures and antidiarrheal tablets that they use. If they're vomiting, I can send a script to the chemist, and the chemist will honour that script for Maxilon. Maxilon's used in Stematol. Both those drugs are used to stop vomiting in people. They can be used safely in dogs. And
but are they over the counter?
No, those two drugs you need a script for. Yeah, but if you're a long way away, it's easy enough for me, your vet, to help you out that way. We often help people out when they're away somewhere, they're not too sure, they can't find a vet that's open, or there's a chemist, and there may not even be a vet in the town, because veterinarians are becoming a rare commodity these days. There's less of us.
Especially veterinarians with their own podcast. I mean, they're really rare.
Oh, there you go. What idiot would do that?
So there are some drugs, but like you said, if you're not sure, don't.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Now, I don't know if anybody can hear, so we're just going to be quiet for a second, because in our studio here, one of the many dogs that's always in here, oh, no, she was snoring, but she's not.
She's woke up.
She's woken up.
So you're talking about me.
She's just lying there snoring.
Dogs have a sixth sense that we don't understand. She knew you were talking about her snoring. There you go, Molly.
I was going to let everybody hear your snoring. But anyway, we've passed the festive season now. Well and truly. And of course, that's the time where occasionally your dogs get scraps off the floor and eat things they shouldn't eat. And one of those, of course, is chocolate. So if your dog did eat some chocolate, which we all know is bad for it, what would be the first thing somebody would notice?
Usually the chocolate's missing. the bit of aluminium foil wrapper sticking out the mouth also. But the symptoms themselves vary a lot. Excess salivation, if it's affecting the dog, vomiting and diarrhea are the most common of the...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Science. So it'll be that
pretty
direct.
Quick, And if it's very bad, if they've been pinching chocolate and you don't know about it, they've been doing it for a while because they found the source, then things accumulate inside the dog's body and they can even start seizuring.
Wow.
So it's really fatal because people get onto it before it gets to those levels, to be honest. Mm. So it's not too bad. But what should you do about it if you suspect it?
If you're like, okay, the chocolate's missing, the dog's got diarrhea or whatever.
One of the things I always ask people to do is have charcoal tablets at home for the dogs.
Right.
If you know the dog's eaten something it shouldn't, throw a whole lot of charcoal tablets down there. How many doesn't matter. It's just charcoal.
What do they do?
Well, they won't eat it. You have to force it down their throat.
Yeah, but what does the charcoal do?
It absorbs toxins. It absorbs toxins and it's passed out the other side. But better still, if it's in the stomach, it absorbs toxins in the stomach. And if you can get to a vet, the vet will make your dog vomit and bring up whatever's in the stomach. If your dog's just eaten the chocolate and you've eaten a lot, and you, especially if you throw charcoal down, get to the vet will make your dog vomit them up. And we had that at Christmas time, a lot of chocolate from this one dog. The lady thought he'd just stolen a little bit, but the evidence said otherwise. And she saw it, she said, he's got a lot, hasn't he? I said, yep, he sure has.
So and salivating that, and diarrhea.
And vomiting. Yeah, they're the big ones, really, that people see. You know, people say, oh, you can get a tachycardia. Well, what's a tachycardia? Increased heart rate. Well, what is his base heart rate?
Yeah.
How often do you take his heart rate? There's lots of other things that we look at, but in truth, vomiting, diarrhea, hyperexcitability, they do get very excited.
A little sugar hit,
I guess so. And then if it's very bad, if they've eaten a lot of chocolate, especially if it's been building up for a while, you'll be getting some twitching and even possibly some seizuring. So they're the things that can cause real problems when they start seizuring. They've had way too much chocolate, and then they have to go onto a drip and be flushed out for a while.
Okay, but if you can't get to a vet and you don't have charcoal tablets, is there anything you can do?
Get some corn flour. Get some corn flour and some, I mean, if you can, some people try and make them vomit using just hydrogen peroxide.
And yeah, but who has hydrogen peroxide
in their house?
Yeah.
Gee, I always have it.
But corn flour, right? What does that do?
Again, trying to absorb things. But corn flour mixed actually with a bit of oil as well and brown rice to push everything through fast.
Okay.
Trying to push it through faster. If you can't get a bit. So brown rice isn't easily digested by dogs, and so it bulks it and pushes through things. The oil helps hypermotility, and then away it goes.
Okay, and keep that chocolate up on the top shelf, not on the coffee table.
Afraid not.
All right, not long now before we are going to name the doggy pod puppy.
Mm.
I know Rob's excited to tell us all the name of the dog, and thank you for everybody for, you know, in the comments section of our Instagram for all the really, really interesting names. Some of them absolutely beautiful. Very tough decision for Rob. Anyway, our dog breed of the week or fortnight is a Newfoundland.
Mm.
Which are a big dog, but you don't see a lot of them around, and I don't really know much about them. And I'm assuming they're from Newfoundland.
Well, yes, St. John's Island, Newfoundland. That's where they started. I mean, if you want a big dog, you get a Golden Retriever. If you want a really big dog, you get a Newfoundland. They are way bigger than the average bear. They're quite a sizable dog.
Because they go back to the Vikings, don't they?
That's the story, that the Vikings took them over to Newfoundland, and they were pretty mean dog in those days, I guess. If you live with a Viking, you'd have to be mean to survive.
Yeah.
But now they are so gentle, and they're just built to love and hug. They're just an enormous dog.
But they've got a big coat too.
If you're thinking about a Newfoundland, there are two things that you've got to be, well, three things you've got to be happy with. A really big dog, and if he sits on you, boy, you're going to know it. Coat, they drop a lot of coat. They change coats a couple of times a year, and there's a lot of coat, but they're shedding all the time, so you've got to brush them.
Okay.
Make friends with your hairbrush.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is saliva. They've got these big heads with big lips, and they will be happy to give you a kiss, but they'll also shake that head, and the saliva goes everywhere. It's just part of the breed, part of the charm of a Newfoundland. But loving, loving, loving dogs. I've not met a savage Newfoundland ever.
Now, they do look a bit passive and dare I say, dopey sometimes.
Yeah, well, and look, people might know the Newfoundland breed or mightn't even realise that they know the Newfoundland breed. People that watch a movie called Peter Pan, because Nan, the... Yeah, the nurse on Peter Pan was the Newfoundland, and looked after the kids. Just a great big hulk of a dog. And we've seen them in other movies as well. They're just very beautiful. They come in different colours. Most of them are black, but they can come in chocolate as well. And then there's a black and white one called the Lancia. And all these colours are just, doesn't matter, just up to your fancy. You don't always get to pick. So black's the most popular in the puppies that come out, but that's Mother Nature deciding what colours she's going to give us. But if you want a loving dog, yeah, you're hard-pressed. Great family dog. And, yeah, pretty impressive dog as far as if you want a dog that's that barks when someone comes. They will let you know when someone's approaching, and you'll hear it, and so will the person outside.
Mm.
It's a real loud bark. Lovely, lovely bark. I think they're just a gorgeous dog. I was fortunate enough to actually judge them, because I judge show dogs sometimes, and I, very early in the piece, judged a whole lot of them here in Sydney, in Newcastle. Yeah. They were very popular in those days. There were a lot of them at the show. Not one of them would I say, I love every one of those dogs. They were just so beautiful natured, just beautiful natured. Never shy, very gregarious dogs, like people. And just a charm to be with.
You would need deep pockets to feed when you found them.
It's a big, big dog, and it's going to have a big, big feed bowl. Yes, yeah. To keep him in condition, it's going to be a lot of food. The veterinary work's bigger. Everything's bigger. I mean, vaccines are the same price for a little dog or a big dog, but if ever they need something major, like if they get bloat, for example, which they can get, and you end up saying, yes, I want to save this dog, and you end up at the specialist centre, you could spend anywhere between $15,000 to $30,000 on a bloat case surgery. They're enormous dogs, but beautiful. Not the biggest dog in the dog world, not as tall as an Irish wolfhound, but solid and heavy and
expensive.
Expensive, and by ramps, because you're not going to be able to pick them up. If you need to get them in the car, if they can't jump in, get them up a ramp.
All right. I'm a little excited because we are about to tell you the name of the Doggy Pod puppy. Can I have a drum roll, please? Yes. Now, we've had lots of suggestions in our comments on Instagram, and Rob has been contacted by people all over the place, and the name suggestions have been coming in thick and fast, but finally, Dr. Rob has decided on the name of the Doggy Pod puppy. So we won't be calling it puppy anymore. We will now be calling it
Oggy Doggy and Doggy Daddy. Do you remember them? They were on Quick Draw McGraw show. People of my people era, very old people like me, would know Quick Draw McGraw, and they had these two dogs, Oggy Doggy and Doggy Daddy.
So the
that's
name
not,
of the...
not why I picked it, actually. It appealed to me as a very...
So this was one of the suggestions, but why was it? Why did this whoever suggested it suggest Oggy?
I think they knew why I would like that name. It really did. I loved all the names that came in, but this one really struck a chord with me and
how would you spell
melted
it?
Me. I guess however you spell the shortening for August, Oggy is the shortening of August.
So and his full name is August Zammit.
Yes, that's it.
Otherwise known as Oggy to his mates.
Yes, and why August? Well, it just happened that Strauss, my first dog, was born on the 19th of August, 1967. And I thought, August, of course. Okay. Why
there's
didn't I think of that?
Link. That's there a nice go. Link. Yeah.
So, Oggy.
Oggy. Okay, well, welcome to the Doggy Pod team, Oggy. And as we've been talking about before, we'll be following Oggy's journey from a puppy right through to full training and a fine young man.
Well, his lessons have already started, of course. And as I said last week, I said he was pretty well toilet trained. He's really fully toilet trained. He goes up to the door to let me know. I mean,
already?
Well, you've got to also know, like, toilet training is important to know when the dog wants to go and when the dog needs to go. After a little play, he'll want to do it. After he has a big drink of water and has a little play, he'll want to go. After he has a meal and just a little bit of time, he'll want to go. When he wakes up, he wants to go. And use those times. Use that knowledge to put the dog out there and stay with the dog. When he goes, use whatever command you want. I just say, be quick, while he's going. While he's going to the toilet. And now, I go, be quick, and off he goes to the toilet and goes outside. Leave the door open, he goes out himself already. He's a really good dog.
Well, welcome, Augie, and we'll wrap this episode up, I think.
Talk to you next week, folks.
I think we're all done. See you later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.